My name's Adam McKenzie, and welcome to FitPro Domination, where you'll learn how to unleash massive profit from your fitness business. Discover how to stop feeling overwhelmed, frustrated, or stressed out living paycheck to paycheck by implementing the systems that you'll learn during each episode from myself and our incredible panel of experts. If you haven't got your hands on our free profit playbook yet, make sure you head over to fitprodomination.com now. All right, new technology for me, so I'm not sure if I'm going to see anybody pop up here or not. I'm not sure whether you're going to be watching this live or whether or not you're going to be watching the replay, but it's not going to be a long video at all. But what I wanted to do was I wanted to break down, all right, where 90% of fitness professionals go wrong when it comes to looking and dealing with what stage of business that they're currently in. And I'm not sure about you guys, but if you've been in the industry for a long time, you'll be in multiple stages of business multiple times. And it's about being aware of where am I at now? What are some of the things that I need to focus on and not get distracted by in order to move my business forward, to keep growing, to create more leverage and everything else. And the first one here, all right, the first point, I'll see if I can put it up on the screen. The first stage of business, all right, that most people find themselves in comes down to, all right, cash flow and your model. And what I mean by that is that you've started your business, all right? Maybe you've been in business for a while now and you are trying to make more money. You're trying to survive past the week to week trend. You know, maybe it's just you at the moment, or maybe you've got one or two trainers that are sort of part-time, but you're doing majority of the work. Maybe you have an admin person at this point or not, but you're balancing running a business, trying to pay yourself, trying to grow. All right. And the biggest area that we see so many fitness professionals, I guess, get lost and get to the point where they really don't know what to do next is because they never focus on the model. All right. And what I mean by that is they're not clear on their price points. They're not clear on their margin. They're not clear on who they are actually trying to serve and why they're trying to serve those people and how they're going to do it better than everybody else, right? We sort of adopt models from what we think is a good idea or what we see others doing. Like they're running a boot camp over there, so I'm going to run a boot camp. They're doing small groups, I'm going to do small group. They call it semi-private, so I'll call it semi-private. And we end up putting together these models that often I call a duct tape solution. You know, you're looking everywhere else and you're taking a bit of that, a bit of that, a bit of that, a bit of that, and you end up with this duct tape solution model, you know, where we take everything together and we're hoping that it's going to work. And you get frustrated, you get uncertain, you have a lack of confidence around why this model's not working. All right. But if you strip all of that away and you actually focus on who you want to serve, why you want to serve them, and how you're going to serve them better than anybody else, that becomes your baseline. That becomes the point that you start to build your model around. All right. And then when you look at your price points and you look at how to structure your programs and your price points to deliver massive value, but still give you high margin. All right. That's where at this stage, you start to win a little bit. You start to create a bit of momentum because it's very clear to you who you serve and how you serve them. It then becomes clearer to the marketplace what it is that you do, the solution that you offer, and how it's going to be suited to me. All right, just making sure everything's working here. So I hope you're following me at this stage. The biggest thing that I would say advice-wise, if you're at this point, all right, is that you've got to get your cash flow under control. All right, if you're living week to week, you're not sure how to pay things, you know, you've got this influx up and down, and you're always looking externally. What can I add? What marketing can I do? Can I do that? Can I do that? Can I do that? And you never focus on the current clients you have, creating the type of program that's going to deliver them the best results and the best experience, and then charging what you're worth to have a high enough margin, all right? Margin being profit for you to be able to start to grow this business, to start to pay yourself a wage, to start to make sure that this business model is viable for you long term. All right, because what happens, right, is so many people look at where they are right now, right, and they're struggling for cash flow, they're doing all of this, and they hear that I need this system, I need to do this, I need to take on this marketing, right, and they start trying to do all of these things before they ever got their model right. Okay, so you're bringing in all these new people for all these different programs, but yet when you're trying to convert them, you're still converting them onto the same shitty price point programs or the same types of programs that don't have any systems behind them to deliver the level of experience and consistency that you want for every single person in your business, right? It's huge. I see so many businesses go wrong here because they just want to grow. They see other people achieving success and they think they just instantly got there, right? But they never spend enough time on the model, right? It's why any person who takes up our program, all right, we literally fix their cash flow and fix their model first every time, unless they're a high performer. And then that becomes even more fun when we go into the next stages. But 90% of people that we work with don't even pay themselves a wage, right? They pay themselves sort of what's left over at the end of paying everybody else. They don't pay themselves first. And most of the time, they don't pay themselves a fixed amount, right? So please do yourself a favor. If you're in stage one, all right, deal with your model first, get your price points right, get your experience and who you're looking after clear, all right, and then start paying yourself, because then this business is going to be viable for you, not just short term, but long term, all right? Let's look at the second stage here, all right? I'm gonna see if I can get up on the screen. So the second stage that I see a lot of businesses at, I would categorize as systems and mastery, all right? You've got your model working, okay? You've got, maybe it's a large group, small group, one-on-one, whatever it is that you do. Your model's starting to work, you're getting leads, you're converting them, right? Your sales process is going pretty well. You know, you can sort of see this business is working. You've got a little bit more left over in the bank now to give yourself a little bit of breathing room, okay? That is a great place to be if you've been stuck at stage one. Where I see a lot of people, I guess, go astray and not know what to focus on at stage two is what systems to implement, all right? And not just what systems to implement, but how do we create mastery around those things, all right? And mastery really means a level of consistency, all right? Meaning that whatever it is that we're delivering it on a consistent and high level in everything that we do and with everybody that we work with, right? And the reason why it's so important at stage two is because you've grown, all right? You've grown, you're looking after and you're helping more people now. And when you're helping more people, you've got to understand that the bigger you get and the more people you look after, all right, you have to have things in place to make sure that you can keep that level of service consistent for every single person. I've said that word a lot of times now, consistency, right? All based around the whole mastery side of things at this stage, right? It's getting clear on a good member care system, a good onboarding and honeymoon process, making sure that as people are coming into your program, that we blow them away, that we give them everything along the way, lots of touch points, lots of accountability, because 70% of people who will leave your program will leave after the first month. 75, I think, or 80% of people who will refer will refer to you in the first 4 weeks, all right? It's why our honeymoon process that we teach our clients literally has strategic points in there to generate you more referrals, to ask for it, and to also position your referral program. So if you're at stage two, right, your cash flow is not too bad, you're past the point of living to week to week, you've got a good membership base, things are growing, lead gen's not bad, now's the time where you really got to solidify and create the foundation that's going to support the model, all right? Because as you start to scale and grow, if that foundation is not in place, all right, things start to crumble very quickly. You start to lose a lot of members. You start to not get referrals. Your consultation process starts to not work as well. Your marketing campaigns you used to do aren't working as well as they used to. All right, all of these things start to happen. They're all little warning signs that are basically telling you that your foundation is not where it needs to be, all right? When you have a high cancellation rate, yes, it can be you know, the time of the year and some other circumstance. But most of the time, you've got to check in and look at, do I have the foundation? Do I have the systems and the mastery around all the aspects of my business that I need to be delivering to everybody? Right? And if you don't, okay, cool. Where are the biggest holes? What do I need to focus on, right? Which is exactly, again, what we do for all of our clients in our program. Once we got cash flow into wraps, we look at systematically building this foundation so that it can not only just help you run things, but it can support your growth both now and long term. And you know exactly what to do, how to implement, and how to structure it, all right, to create the greatest level of growth and the best experience for every single individual, all right? It blows my mind how many fitness businesses say that I have a results guarantee and we offer this, this, and this. And I will ask them the basic question of what happens if somebody doesn't turn up this week? Or what happens if they come once or less? Do they get a phone call? Do they get an email? Do they get a text message? Do they get any sort of following up? Oh, we sort of do a post in the Facebook group the week after. No, we don't. And I'm like, but you promised this person that's what you're going to give them, but you don't have the system set up to support it. Okay, so if you're at the point where cash flow is not a problem, you're at the point of really trying to make sure you have consistency and the systems in your business to really support and drive that growth, to build that strong foundation to use as a platform to keep scaling, then that's really what I would dedicate yourself to getting better and better at. And it can be painful sometimes, especially if you're not sure where to start. But once you have an idea of where to start, and even if you get my profit playbook, which is free, I give you some key things in there to start with. But once you know how to build that foundation, all right, it becomes a lot easier to know what to do next and what to implement. All right. The third stage, and like I said, it's not going to be a long video. And if you guys have any questions, post them. I can't see them in here right now, but post them up in the group. Post them under this after, if it's a replay that you're watching. But let's have a look at the third stage. All right, this is the stage that I love to work with people on the most. All right, because this is when your business becomes fun. Okay. And when I say fun, right, you've got your cash flow sorted. You got your model sorted. You got your price points sorted. Okay. You've worked on your mastery. You've worked on your systems. All right. You've got those things in place. All right. Now it's about becoming efficient and it's about being able to scale and grow using the power of leverage. Okay. Now, one of the best ways to use leverage is with your current systems. And at this point, this is the number one thing, all right? And if you can write down anything, if you're at this level, right? Cash flow is good. You've got some good systems in place and you're really focused on growth and leverage. Now, I want you to write this down. If you don't have systems to run your systems, okay? This is where you're gonna see that foundation start to crumble a little bit. Like, I've implemented the system, we created it, I've given it to so-and-so, but it's not happening. It's not working, they're not running it, or driving it the way I want it to be done. And if that's the case, it's because you don't have a system for the system, all right? And that's where I like to focus on, because at the end of the day, that is leverage. If I know that I can show somebody how to do something to create a certain outcome on a consistent basis, and I give them all the steps to be able to work back from that outcome so they know exactly what they need to do, all right? And then that whole entire process is systemized. And all I need to do is look at the outcome to see if it's worked, then I have leverage because I'm no longer doing the do, I'm just looking at the outcome. And if the outcome is exactly where I need it to be, I know the system's working. And it's the same way if you're evaluating whether your systems and that foundation is working, right? Is that if it's not and there's little holes and there's little cracks showing up, look at the end result that you wanted, work back from it, look at all the steps and processes you've got in place to create it. And if there's a gap there or something we need to tweak, then that's where I would be focusing on at this stage of your business, okay? Because then you can start supporting more and more growth. Then you can start developing a team, all right? Because at the end of the day, guys, what is the point of being in business if long-term you're still doing 40 hours a week, you're still doing split shifts, you're still handling everything, you're still wearing every hat in your business, it's not a business. It's just an expensive job with a crap load of responsibilities. You're not spending time with your family. You're not doing the things that you want to do. And eventually you are going to burn out. I lived it. I owned it. All right. I had four fitness facilities going at once. And I literally opened the fourth one 2 days before my third son was born, or my third child. I only have two boys and one girl. My daughter would kill me if she knew I said that. But it's really important that you understand what it is that you want to get back from your business. All right. What's the value that you want to get back out of this? And structure your business and your vision in a way where you can start developing a team to create the leverage and the freedom that you need to be able to support that vision. All right. And growth is a key aspect of that. If you're not sure what your numbers are at this point, if you don't know and aren't planning your projections based on, I know if we get to X, Y, and Z point, X amount of members, X amount of income is going to generate X amount of profit, which is going to mean I can hire a manager, I can pay somebody more, I can replace myself, I can outsource my marketing, I can do all of these different things because I now have the cash flow to be able to do that. Create leverage, okay? And don't be afraid to spend money at this point if it frees up your time. Because those are the two main commodities that you're always going to have in business and in life, right? You've got income and you've got time, all right? And you've got to look at what you value most and obviously try and balance that out when you're looking at your business and where you're trying to go, all right? Because for me, at the end of the day, if you're busting ass and you're running a great business, but you have no time freedom, then you probably haven't hit that level of success that you really want. So at this stage, it's where we tweak things. Say, hey, Mr. Campbell, hopefully sound's coming through all right. At this stage of your business, all right, it's really important that you get clear on what the end goal is, that you get clear on exactly what it is that I'm trying to do in my business, all right, and work back from that. Have the numbers, have the targets, all right. All of my clients have what we call a scoreboard up. All right, at this stage, all my clients that are at this stage, they have a scoreboard in their office. All right, it's a little whiteboard and it has all the key targets and numbers that they're trying to achieve at the end of every week, month, whatever it is. And it's a running tally. They work back from that goal every month and they can see how close they are to it so that they're always focused on where they're going, not where they don't want to be or where they've been in the past. Thank you, Brett. When you're at this stage as well, you really need to start looking at how you're going to develop a team. And one of the biggest things that you've got to do is you've got to remove yourself from the equation. And what I mean by that is that as you're starting to develop a team, you have to then give them a sense of responsibility and you have to test them out. All right. So many of us hold on to everything that we do as if we're the only people that can do it. And we're never really thinking about how do I create the end result? How do I create the same level of service, training, accountability, all of those things if I'm not the one delivering it? And that's a great question. It's a question that you should explore, all right, for multiple days, weeks, and months, all right, because it's only going to allow you to start finding better answers. And those answers are really based around, well, if I'm not the one delivering it, all right, what does 80 or 90% of what I would deliver look like? Once I'm clear on what that looks like, again, I work back from it and I start implementing these systems and processes, all right? The other thing I love about this stage, all right, is when you're looking at growth, all right? And like I said, you've gone through each of the stages, right? To be at stage three, and I mentioned it right at the beginning of this live, that you'll often go back and forth through the stages. The good thing about being at stage three and what you will learn and what we teach all of our clients at this point is testing and measuring. All right, being able to assess where your business is at any single given moment, all right, because then you can go back to that foundation. You can go back to the systems and mastery and work out, well, you know, we haven't grown at the rate that we want to grow. What's going on? We're losing too many people at the back door. We're not getting the level of referrals. The lifetime value or time that clients are staying with us is dropping. Let's look back at our systems and mastery, all right? Again, we want to do a price increase. We want to add a new program. We want to change the way that we're structuring our price points and memberships. You go back to stage one. I look at my price points. I look at my model. I look at what I'm trying to deliver and to who, all right? And is what I'm going to create going to provide even more value? And then can I charge more accordingly? All right. And when you're at stage three, you have everything connected back to that clear vision. All right. When you're still at stage one, everything's hitting you at once and you're looking at your business like this, every now and then ducking out of it to be able to assess, am I going to survive this week? Am I going to have enough money? And I've been there. I totally relate and understand. What you've got to do though, is you've got to understand that based on where you're at each stage and what I've run through today, there are key things to focus on. There are key things to do and implement, right? It's one of the greatest things that we get to do as coaches helping other fitness professionals, all right? Because I've grown multiple seven-figure fitness businesses. All of my coaches have now as well. And we get to see businesses at each stage and we understand exactly what it takes at that stage, all right, to do what you need to do to then be able to move forward, all right? And trust me, when you can work through this process and you understand what to do at each stage, you're never going to be throwing your hands up in the air and going, I don't know what to do. I don't know how I'm going to turn this business around, all right? Because you do know what to do. If your model is not working and you're not making enough money, those are the things you need to focus on at stage one. Stage two, you're growing, but you're not sustaining the growth and your product is getting diluted. You need to work on your mastery and your systems. Once that's happening, how do I grow this puppy and create something really big and really special that runs using a lot of leverage and freeing up a lot of my time? At the end of the day, I hope that's the end goal for all of you. And if you want help getting there, all right, I am running an event, okay? This is not a pitch. At the end of the day, it's already almost sold out, okay? We're running an event 2 days in Dallas, Texas on the 24th and 25th, okay? Literally for 2 days, we are going to work, all right? It's not a sit there and get theories and any of that crap, right? We're literally sitting down for 2 days working on your specific business, working on your model, your price points, taking you through each of these stages and giving you what you need to implement at each stage to move forward. All the systems, the tools, the resources, the swipes, understanding how to put together the systems and then create the system to run the system. How to create growth and leverage around your model once you have it set up the right way to generate the level of profit that you need to. All right, nothing's overcomplicated, but sometimes you just need the framework and you need to know where to start. All right, I'm going to put the link to that event in the comments below this. All right, if you have any questions, please, like I said, comment below this video, message me on Facebook if there's anything I can do to help you. But I really do hope that this video gave you at least a clear understanding of the different stages where you might be and what you need to focus on at each stage to then move forward. Hopefully this all worked. It looked like it did. And I'm excited to read some of the comments and questions and get back to anyone I can help. Thank you for tuning into this week's show. To guarantee your business is generating more profit, head over to fitprodomination.com now and grab a copy of our free profit playbook. Now, if you're ready to unlock the true potential of your fitness business, then go and register for one of our profit discovery calls valued at $500 by simply going to fitprodomination.com/profit call. Make sure you tune in each week and subscribe to the show as we commit to making sure every fitness professional has the keys to long-term success, massive profit, and freedom.